This morning we come to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8.
赞美主，今天早上我们来到罗马书12章1到8节。
Our brother has helped us that Romans 12 is a continuation of Romans 11. It seems very logical, right?
弟兄们，帮助我们认识到罗马12章是11章的延续，
In fact, 9 through 11 is concerning God's selection.
9章到11章关系到主的拣选。
Some Christians consider chapter 12 is a continuation of chapter 8.
许多的基督徒都认为12章是8章的延续。
But this time when we go through the book of Romans, we realize chapter 9 through 11 is not an insertion.
这一次我们再次读罗马书的时候，我们弟兄们帮助我们认识到九章到十一章并不是一段插进来的话。
That's why we have the verses chapter 11.
我们来看十一章的一些经节。
33 through 36.
从33节到36节。
Maybe we can read it together.
我们一起来读。
Oh, the depth of the
riches and wisdom and wisdom.他的判断何其难测，他的道路何其难寻，谁曾知道主的心思，谁曾做过他的测试，谁曾先给了他使他后来偿还，因为万有都是本于他，借着他并归于他，愿荣耀归于他直到永远。阿门。
You will pay attention, chapter 12, it mentioned, I exhort you, therefore.
如果我们仔细看的话，罗马十二章一开始就说，所以弟兄们。
So it's a continuation from chapter 9 through 11.
我们看到这个连接词就说出十二章是紧接着十一章的。
This time when I come to chapter 12,
这一次来到十二章，
I'm very thankful.
非常感谢主。
The Lord has led us through from chapter 1 through chapter 11.
主带着我们从第一章走到十一章。
I have some verses it shows us what is God's intention.
我选了一些经节，我们来看主他到底有什么意义和意图、意思。
In chapter 1, he mentioned that Paul was separated unto the gospel of God.
在第一章我们看到保罗是被分别出来归于神福音的。
Then he mentioned that this gospel is concerning his son.
他说到这福音是关系到神的儿子。
It was prophesied in the Old Testament.
是在圣经里借着众神言者所预先讲明的。
And it was revealed through the Lord's coming.
借着主的来都显出来了。
We see in chapter, in Romans 8, he mentioned the Lord came in the likeness of the flesh of sin.
在八章我们看到他是在罪之肉体的样式里来的。
And in the very beginning in chapter 1, it mentioned that, we can read verse 3 together.
我们来读第一章第三节。
Concerning
the
Son,
who
came out of the seed of David, according to the flesh.This is God becoming man.
这是说出来神成为人。
Then the Lord died on the cross.
当然主死在十字架上。
After his human living.
经过他的人生。
And he was resurrected.
死后他又复活了。
Let's read verse 4.
来我们来读第四节。
Who was designated the Son of God in power. According to the spirit of holiness.Out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So he shows that the law, he died and he resurrected. And he was designated the Son of God.
我们的主经过死而复活，被标出为神的儿子。
And this is God's intention.
这是主的目的。
You know, we sent a hymn, the last hymn, truly wonderful that the Father loved us.
我们刚唱的诗歌说到父神爱我们。
What love he has bestowed upon us.
何等的爱。
That we should be called the sons of God.
我们竟然成为神的儿子。
The Lord Jesus was designated the son of God.
主耶稣被标出为神的儿子。
In his humanity.
在他的人性里被标出。
He was the Son of God, and He is still the Son of God from eternity to eternity.
他是神的儿子，并且从过去的永远到将来的永远，他一直是神的儿子。
But in His humanity,
但是在他的人性里。
Through his death and resurrection, he was designated the Son of God.
借着他的死而复活，他被标出为神的儿子。
And that is God's intention for all of us.
这是主对我们每一个人、每一个弟兄姊妹的旨意。
We all are human children.
我们都是人的儿子。
But God wants us to become sons of God.
但是神却盼望我们成为神的儿女。
What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
从此我们看出父神将何等的爱给了我们。
That we should be called the sons of God.
我们竟然称为神的儿子。
And this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Standing here, I think we all feel the same. Many saints pray.
弟兄姊妹坐在这里，我想我们都有同样的感觉。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
But the Lord has brought through long a process.
但是主把我们经过一个很长的过程。
In the beginning of Romans, he mentioned that all the sinners are condemned.
在第一章说到，所有的罪人都是受定罪的。
And all have sinned.
那我们都犯了罪。
Come short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
But through Christ's redemption,
但是借着主的救赎，
he passed over the sins of the Old Testament saints.
经过这个旧约里众圣徒的罪，这众圣徒。
Then he redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
So we have got salvation.
我们今天得着了救恩。
In fact, the gospel of God is God's salvation.
严格说来，神的福音就是神的救恩。
And God's salvation has two aspects: the judicial aspect and the organic aspect.
当然，神的救恩有两方面，一方面是法理的救赎，另外一面是生机的救恩。
He redeemed us. This is on the judicial side.
他救赎了我们，这是在法理的一面。
The Lord through His death fulfilled all God's righteous requirements.
借着他的死，他满足了神一切公义的要求。
So everyone who believes into Him,
每一个信入他的人，
we are justified.
我们都被称义了。
And we are also reconciled.
我们也与神和好了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We all have peace.
我们都有了和平。
To a God.
和神有了和平。
And this is on the judicial side.
这是在法理的一面。
But on the organic side,
但是在生机的一面。
The Father begets us.
我们的父神生了我们。
Then we have been sanctified.
我们也正在被圣别。
Not only positionally by His blood.
不仅是地位上，借着他的血的圣别。
But also the Father, through the Spirit of His Son, imparted His life and nature into us.
父神也借着他儿子的灵，将他自己分赐到我们里面，让我们有份于他的生命和心情。
So we have God's divine nature.
我们也有神的神圣性情。
We are positionally sanctified, separated unto God.
我们在地位上被圣别，并且分别归神。
And dispositionally.We have God's life, we have God's nature.
在这个地位上，我们有神的生命和神的性情。
God put us now through a process of organic salvation.
主现在，神把我们现在放在一个生机拯救的过程里面。
So we are sanctified, we are being sanctified.
我们已经圣别，但是我们正在圣别的过程中。
We also are being renewed.
我们也正在被更新的过程里。
And in Romans, this morning's portion, it mentioned we need to be transformed.
在这地方，罗马十二章有讲到我们需要变化。
And in Romans 8, it mentioned that we are transformed in order to be conformed to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
在罗马八章说到我们的变化是为了磨成神儿子的形象。
And eventually we'll be glorified.
最终我们要得荣。
All these are so wonderful.
所以这一切是何等的奇妙。
What salvation we have received.
我们接受了何等的救恩。
But all this is for a purpose.
但所有这一切都是为了一个目的。
That is where we have come this morning.
这也是为什么我们今天早上来到这一段。
We are saved for the body of Christ.
我们得救。 是为了基督的身体。
This is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
这是他的目的。
You know, recently we had last winter we had a training on Exodus.
上一个冬季训练是在出埃及记。
In the end of June, then we'll have the second part of Exodus training.
六月底我们会有这个夏季训练，第二部分出埃及记的训练。
The picture in Exodus matches the picture in Romans.
在出埃及记里面的图画和罗马书所讲到的是一致的。
In Exodus, God saved His people, rescued His people out of Egypt, in order, you know, redeem them through the Passover, then led them with the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire, and through the Red Sea to be baptized.
主在出埃及记把他们从埃及救出来，又借着云柱火柱引领他们。在旷野，然后又借着过红海受浸。
After the Red Sea, which is the baptism.
经过红海，这是一个受浸的预表。
Then they continue to enjoy God's provision of heavenly manna and the living water out of the cleft rock.
在旷野里面，他们继续的享受神的供给，就是借着吃玛拿，并且从磐石裂开磐石流出来的活水。
Isn't this our picture?
这不就是我们今天的图画吗？
Every morning we get up, we enjoy.
每天早上我们起来享受主的供给。
That's heavenly manna.
我们享受属天的玛拿。
The Lord Jesus Himself said, "Man shall live by not by bread alone."
主耶稣都说过，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God.
乃靠着从神口里所出的每句话。
So every day we enjoy the heavenly supply.
每天我们享受主的供给。
I don't know whether you enjoy. This morning.
我不知道你今天早上有没有享受到。
I enjoyed.
我享受了。
I think in many sense we all enjoy.
我相信许许多多的圣徒都享受到了。
God's supply is truly wonderful.
主的神的供给供备是何等的奇妙。
He feeds us.
他供应我们。
He also gives us drink.
他还给我们饮料。
The drink is just a living spirit.
这个饮料就是那活的灵。
So we follow him.
我们跟随他。
The pillar of fire signifies the word of God.
这个火柱是预表主的话。
And the pillar of cloud signifies the Lord's spirit.
圆柱代表他的灵。
So we are following him.
我们在跟随他。
That picture eventually leads to Mount.Of God,
那幅图画最终把我们带到神的山。
And God revealed His heart's desire.
神在那里将他心头的喜悦向我们启示出来。
God wants them to build a dwelling place of God on the earth for Him.
这个心头的喜悦就是神盼望他的子民为他在地上建造一个居所。
That dwelling place is today's church.
他在地上的居所就是今天的召会。
And in Ephesians 1, he mentioned that the church, which is his body.
在以弗所一章讲到说，召会就是他的身体。
So this morning we come to Romans 12.
今天早上我们来到罗马十二章。
Just like the children of Israel, they got saved. They come to the Mount of God to receive the revelation and to build the dwelling place of God, the tabernacle on the earth.
就像以色列从埃及被救出来，经过旷野来到神的山，要在那地方为神建造一个居所一样。
I'm just so thankful that we have come to the book of Romans in chapter 12.
我非常高兴，我们来到罗马十二章。
Chapter 12 is on the body of Christ.
十二章讲到基督的身体。
I don't know whether you notice in this chapter, It mentioned the word body, and it mentioned that we should present our bodies plural.
我们看到这地方，罗马十二章讲到身体这个词，而且也讲到我们要把我们的身体，这地方这个身体是个复数的。
Then he also mentioned another word. Some places he wasn't put with the capital B, but some places, but some versions of the Bible use the capital B. That is in verse 5, chapter 12, verse 5.
在十二章五节，这地方有一个词讲到身体的时候，有些圣经的版本，这地方这个身体是大写的。
Let's read it together.
来，我们一起来读十二章五节。
So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
Amen.
This body, what you see here is small letter B.
我们这个版本这地方写的这个身体是个小写的。
But if you read your morning watch verses, and that is capital B.
你如果读你晨更经节上面写的是这个大写的字母。
In Ephesians, he mentioned that the church, which is his body,
在以弗所一章讲到说召会是他的身体。
That B is a capital B.
那地方那个身体那个英文的单词是大写的。
Because this, in verse 4, he mentioned about for just us in one body.
在第四节，他说到说我们，肢体不都有，但我们身体上有好些肢体。但肢体不都有一样的功用。
That's a small capital B.
那地方也是小写的，那地方那个字是小写的 B.
That refers to our physical body.
那是指到我们物质的身体。
You know, the physical body, in fact, in our regular language, usually we say, you know, sometimes I ask a brother, how's your health?
我们属地的身体有时候我们问彼此问候的时候就会说你身体如何
But the Chinese will ask how is your body
但是在中文里面就说你身体如何在英文说你的健康如何
The Chinese how is your body doesn't mean just oh, you know, the bottom part
当我们问到说你的身体如何的时候并不是只是说你的身体
We mean the whole thing
我们是指整个身体
including the head
当然包括头 Amen
So, you know, when we say we come to the body of Christ it doesn't mean just, you know just the bottom part
当我们说到基督的身体的时候并不是只是指头以下的部分
Of course, in Ephesians you read the context Christ is the head and the church is the body
我们来读以弗所的时候你就看到基督是头我们是他的身体
But in other places, it refers to the whole person.
在其他地方就是指到整个人。
Here I want to inject something. I enjoy Romans very much. That is in chapter 8 and chapter 12. Chapter 8. I like it very. I enjoy very much. It's because it's a chapter on life.He firstly mentioned the law of the spirit of life. Then he mentioned that we three parts, you know. We have the verses there also in chapter 8. Mentioned that 8:10 mentioned about if Christ is in you, if Christ is in us, though the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.That means,
他很享受八章和十二章，因为第八章讲到，特别是讲到生命，特别是讲到说生命之灵的律，而且呢，在八章里面讲到灵魂体三部分的人，最终都是生命。刚才讲到，特别讲到我们的身体它的生命在我们里面，身体固然因罪是死的，灵却因义是生命。
Yeah, the law of the spirit of life. That life refers to the divine life.
当然，生命之灵的律，那地方的生命是指神圣的生命。
It's the spirit of life.
是指到生命之灵的律的那个生命。
The divine spirit is life.
当然，神圣的生命就是生命。
But you know, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness, that is also divine life.
基督在我们里面，我们的身体固然因罪是死的，灵却因义是生命。那地方那个生命当然是指的生命。
But the spirit is life, referring to our human spirit.
这地方灵因义是生命，是指我们人的人的灵。
So the divine life has quickened our spirit. Our spirit now is life.
神圣的生命把我们的灵点活了，现在我们的灵也满了生命。
These are every one of us, as long as we receive the Lord Jesus, our spirit is life.
当我们在座的，只要我们接受了主耶稣，我们的灵就是生命。
Alive, this life in us quickens us to be conscious of spiritual things and the divine things.
主的生命在我们里面，点活我们的灵，让我们对属灵的生命、属灵的事情有感觉。
And in Romans 8 also mentioned that our mind set on the spirit is also life.
八章也讲到说，我们的心思啊，当然我们的心思置于灵的时候，我们的灵也是生命。
Let's read Romans 8:6.
来，罗马八章六节。
For the mind set on the flesh is death. For the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. That life is the divine life.
这地方的生命就是神圣的生命。
In Greek, there are three different words for life.
在希腊文里面，生命有三个字。
And the life here refers to the divine life.
这地方的生命是指神圣的生命。
So life is in our spirit because we have received the Lord.
生命在我们的灵里，因为我们接受了主。
But God's desire is to spread this life even to our soul.
但是主的旨意是要这个生命在我们魂里扩展，能够扩展到我们整个魂。
Then also chapter 8 verse 11, it mentioned, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you,
八章十一节
the one,
讲到说，那叫耶稣基督从死人中复活者的若住在你里面。
And the one who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies.
那叫耶稣从死人中复活的，也要借着他住在我们里面的灵，赐生命给我们必死的身体。
So all three parts through his, the, you know, all these verses also show that God there is the triune God, because he mentioned God raised Jesus, Christ in you, Christ.And also the spirit of God. So the triune God is there, and the tripartite man is there.
在这些经节里面，我们看到我们的神是三一神。讲到住在叫耶稣复活的神，讲到我们的主，讲到灵。同时呢，也看到我们人是三部分的人。
And God's desire is to dispense Himself into our entire being.
神的目的是要把他自己分赐到我们整个全人里面。
And to give life to every part of our being.
赐生命给我们全人每一部分。
This is truly wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
But for what purpose?
但是为了什么目的呢？
When we come to Romans 12, then we will know what is the purpose.
来到十二章的时候，我们就知道神这样做的目的。
Because he wants to gain a body.
因为他盼望得着一个身体。
So not only chapter 8 is full of life.
不光罗马八章是满了生命。
Chapter 12, you mentioned that now this life is the life of the body of Christ.
现在来到十二章，我们看到这个生命是身体的生命。
Now it's not just life there, but it's the body.Full of life in order to function.
这地方我们看到，我们整个全人都，整个身体都满了生命，为了是要进功用。
You know, our brother help us that today, what we have is not dichotomy, but trichotomy.
弟兄帮助我们看见，今天
our theology.
今天我们所认识的是。三元，人是有三元的。
Dichotomy is, you know, just the visible part, physical body, the invisible part, soul.
在这个二元论里面，人把人分成两部分，就是可见的和可不见，和不可见的，就是身体和灵魂的部分。
But in chapter 8, it mentions man has three parts.
但是在罗马八章却说到人有三部分。
Just what we went over.The spirit is life, the mind can be life, and even the mortal bodies can receive life.
我们从刚才的经节看到，我们的灵是生命，心思就是魂也可以是生命，同时我们的身体必朽坏的身体也是有生命。
And it's truly wonderful if you read Romans 12, the three parts is mentioned again.
在罗马十二章，如果你读仔细读的话，人的三部分又提到了。
Paul, you know, exhort the saints in Rome, even he used the word exhort can be also translated into beg.
这个保罗在罗马书上一开始，他对罗马的圣徒说，他这个求用的词是求啊，他是祈求啊，这地方呢，他是借着神的连续劝啊，在中文的翻译是劝。
So Paul has a strong burden.
所以保罗有很重的负担，很强的负担。
First is we all need to present our bodies.
第一，我们都需要把我们的身体献上。
Our physical bodies.
就是我们物质的身体献上。
So this morning, everyone sitting here, you have presented your body.
今天早上，凡坐在这里的，你都是把身体献在这里的人。
I have presented my body here.
我今天早上把我的身体也献上了。
Because for the body of Christ, in the meetings, we need the physical bodies.
在聚会里面，我们需要我们物质的身体在这里。
If you say I'm with you, my spirit is with you.
如果你只是说我的灵与你们同在
，and you don't come to the meetings，
你不来到聚会里面的时候
，then where is the body of Christ？
那基督的身体就没办法显出来。
So this is very practical.
这是很实际的。
Then it mentioned in 12:2, let's read that verse also.
罗马十二章二节，我们一起来读。
And
do
not be fashioned according to this
age,
but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well pleasing and perfect. Here he mentioned the mind. The mind is a part of the soul. So we see.
我们知道心思是魂的一部分。
So we see the body, we see the soul.
我们这地方看到身体，看到魂。
Then we see.Spirit in chapter in verse 11.
我们在十一节又看到灵，我们来读十一节。
Do not be, the last one.
达到十一节，殷勤。
Do not be slothful in zeal, but burning in spirit, serving the Lord.
不是主。
The spirit is there too.
这地方也讲到灵。
So we see that, for God's purpose for us is for all three parts of us.
我们看到神的旨意是要我们人的所有的部分。
It was just in us, a part of our being. But now, since we have received the law, God wants to give life to every part of our being, and God wants us to live in the body life.
主把他的生命赐给我们，他愿意，他盼望在我们里面每一部分都占有我们。是为了他的身体。
And in chapter 8, in fact, this morning's portion, it mentioned a lot of the functioning of the members in the body.
在这个十二章里面，他特别讲到身体的每一部分都尽功用。
It mentioned those who prophesy.
讲到有伸言的。
Prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
就照着信心的度量伸言。
If we put in different categories, prophesy speaking, then there's he who teaches in teaching.
如果是要教导的，就要忠于教导。
He who exhorts in exhortation.
劝勉的就当忠于劝勉。
This is concerning, you know, we have a portion, we enjoy the word, then we should speak to one another, exhort one another.
当我们享受主的话的时候，我们就应该照着我们的度量，把我们所享受的分享出来，并且能够彼此劝勉。
He who leads in diligence.
带领的就当殷勤。
He who serves, faithful in service.
服侍的就当忠于服侍。
Gives in simplicity.
要这个供给的就当单纯。
He who gives mercy, he who have mercy and in cheerfulness. 怜悯人的。
怜悯人的就当甘心乐意。
All these are, you know, all of us.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹们。
Refers to us members in the body of Christ.
就是指到基督身体的每一个肢体。
Living in the church life.
都活在教会生活里。
As living members.
都是活的肢体。
So all those who enjoy the dispensing of life in chapter 8 should be in chapter 12.
所有在罗马八章享受主所分赐的生命的弟兄姊妹都应该享受罗马十二章。
You know, the service of all of us, according to Romans, should be a priestly service.
照着罗马十二章来看，所有的服事都应该是祭司的侍奉。
Because of time, I won't mention. In First Peter mentioned that we are both the holy priesthood and also the royal priesthood.
在彼得前书第二章讲到，我们是圣别的，也是君尊的祭司体系。
When Paul said, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice," that refers to a priestly offering.
当保罗在十二章一开始讲到说，将我们的身体献上，当作圣别并讨神喜悦的活祭的时候，他是指祭司的侍奉。
You know, in the Old Testament, everyone comes to God must not be empty-handed.
在旧约，所有来到神面前的人不能空手而来。
So we have to offer something.
必须有所献上的。
In Romans 12, it mentioned that we offer our bodies.
在十二章，我们看到我们要把我们的身体献上。
We also have the verses. Because of time, I just want to mention that in 15:16, it mentioned Paul as a priest of the gospel.
罗马十五章十六节讲到说，保罗是福音的祭司。
As a laboring priest, an energized priest.
是一个勤奋的福音祭司。
That the offering of the nations might be acceptable.
使所献上的外邦人能够在圣灵里得以圣别，并可蒙悦纳。
Having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit, that refers bring saved sinners to offer to God.
这就是把这个得救的罪人献给神。
God's desire is for a universal priesthood.
神的盼望是得着一个宇宙的祭司体系。
That means every saved one should be a priest.
就是每一个得救的人都应该成为祭司。
Are you saved?
你得救了没有呢？
I'm saved.
我得救了。
I'm a priest.
我是一个祭司。
Are you a priest?
你是不是祭司呢？
We all are priests.
我们都是祭司。
Even we are a holy priesthood.
我们甚至也是一个圣别的祭司体系。
Not individual.Priests, separate,
不是单个的单独的祭司
but rather we serve together.
我们是在一起侍奉的。
I'm just so thankful that you know, this word is I didn't invent it.
我非常感谢主，这些话不是我发明出来的。
I got the help.
我得到帮助。
That the word is open.
这些话都解开了。
That today we all can enter into this word.
我们今天都能进入这样的说话。
Enjoy this word.Enjoy this word.
享受这些话。
And to be in the reality of this word.
能够进到这些话的实际里面。
At the end, I just want to mention the church and the body. There's still difference.
我们这地方我还要讲一点，就是召会和身体是有一点区别的。
The church is the body of Christ.
当然召会就是基督的身体。
For the church, there's church meetings.
当然在召会里面有召会的聚会。
Church meetings are physical that we come together.
召会聚会当然是物质性的，我们要来到一起。
But the body is of life.
但是身体却是生命的。
There's no dismissal of body, but there's a dismissal of meetings.
聚会可以结束，但是身体是不能结束的。
So we have this life, we should let this life continually living in us.
我们有这个生命。我们需要让这个生命持续不断地在我们里面活出来。
In fact, we should live in the body.
事实上我们应该活在身体里。
And moment by moment.
每一刻，时时刻刻都要活在身体里。
The church is limited by the schedule, by you know, other physical limits.
教会的所有的活动和聚会都是受时间和空间的限制。
I will just stop here.Because later on, you know, the sharing is, we hope many will share something in this portion of the word.
我停在这里，盼望弟兄姊妹们照着这些话，照着这今天所享受的话，能有一些分享。
He who prophesies, right? Should prophesy. So we all can prophesy. In fact, the Bible says we all can prophesy one by one.
圣经说我们可以一个一个的伸言。
They all may learn.
我们可以大家都彼此教导。
They all may be encouraged.
都得到鼓励。
And the New Testament says, "He who prophesies builds up the church."
新约告诉我们说，神言建造召会。
So thank the Lord that you know this word is before us, and the Lord has saved us, brought us all the way from chapter 1 to chapter 12.
感谢神，他给了我们这些话， 并且把我们从第一章带到了十二章。
And put us in the body life.
把我们放在身体的生活，生命里。
And today in the church in New York City.
在今天在纽约市召会。
Physically in the local church.
啊，在物质上我们是在一个地方召会里面。
And we have a meeting.
我们今天有聚会。
And we all can prophesy one by one.
我们每个人都可以一个一个的伸言。
That we may all be encouraged.
我们都可以得着鼓励。
That the Lord may build up His church.
主能够把他的召会建造起来。
That the body of Christ may be built up.
啊，他的身体得以建造起来。
Thank the Lord.
啊，感谢神。
We only have one announcement, and that is that we will continue with the rest of chapter 12. But we thank the Lord for our brother speaking today, made everything very clear.
今天我们的只有一个一个这个报告，就是我们今天继续留在罗马十二章，继续讲这十二章。
A brother spoke about God's purpose, and he also spoke about our three parts being enlivened by the life of God.
弟兄交通道，这个主的旨意，主的目的，并且讲到我们人的三部分，而且每一部分都被神点活了。
And a brother mentioned that this is for the body of Christ, the church.
弟兄交通道，这是为了基督的身体，为了他的召会。
We were enlivened in order for us to function in the church.
我们被点活过来，是为了在召会里面尽活的功用。
And our brother mentioned the various aspects of the functioning in the church.
弟兄讲到召会里面不同的功用。
But now, when we go to the rest of the chapter 12.
我们现在进到下面进到罗马十二章其他部分的时候，
This is a continuation.
这是一个延续。
Concerning our living.
来关系到我们的生活。
How we should live as believers in Christ.
我们作为在基督里的信徒该如何生活？
How we should live in relation to God.
我们在生活里面和神的关系如何？
And finally, how we should live in relation to one another in the church.
最后是我们在教会生活里面该和彼此有什么样的关系。
So you can pick up your morning watch and prepare for next Lord's Day.
你可以拿那个晨更经节，为了下个主日预备。
So now we will pray, and then it will be your time to share your enjoyment.
现在我们祷告，下面就是时间留给弟兄姊妹们来分享你所享受的部分。